I want to start with the biggest sports story of the day. And that, my friends, is the Tom Brady roast. My entire Twitter was inundated with cut-ups and clips and opinions on the Brady roast last night. And all day, wherever I've been, even here, I'm getting snippets and pieces of the Brady roast last night. I will, full disclosure, tell you, I did not see a single second of it live. Was it live?
Yeah,
or did
it was
they
live
tape
on
it
Netflix.
At another time and then Netflix just aired it last
no,
night?
No, it was
it
live.
It was live? So I want to know what people made of it. I'm starting to think I messed up not watching it. The clips I've seen and heard today, many of them have made me cackle and laugh. There's been an abundance of chortling going on here before the show. Here's the bottom line for me on why I didn't watch it. First of all, I watched the hockey game last night, the Game 7 between the Stars and Knights. I think as a good sports fan, you got a Game 7 in hockey. The magnetic force of that or pull of that is enough to get me to want to watch that as a sports fan. Also, other shows that I need to get caught up on and watch. Like if Amanda and I sit down to watch a show, I probably easily could have sold her on the Brady roast last night, though. That would not have been a tough one. In fact, I bet when I go home tonight, she's going to say, why didn't we watch that last night? And I'll give you that reason in a second. But we've got shows we're trying to get caught up on. The new one we began watching last week, Donnie, I don't know if you've seen this, is How to Get Away with Murder.
Viola, Sarah and I are on the last season
with
of that.
Viola Davis. Oh, so you're in the last. So this aired a number of years ago. This is not a new show. So you're doing the same thing with this show. And you're into the last season. There's like 80 or 90 episodes. So it's got to be good if you've already made it to.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
If you've made it through. Okay. I feel better about not watching the roast last night. No. So there are other things I'm prioritizing over it. The bottom line for me is I don't want to like these people. I don't want to like Tom Brady. I don't want to like Bill Belichick. I don't want to like Rob Gronkowski. I don't want to like Robert Kraft. I don't want to like Julian Edelman. I don't want to like people who are associated with the Patriots dynasty. I'm sick at this point. I've got like saturation point maxed out on Patriots, Brady, Belichick era, Patriots dynasty content that comes out endlessly. And I have no stomach for it. I didn't want to watch the Brady Man in the Arena documentary series. I did not sign up for Apple Plus to see the Patriots dynasty documentary series that just wrapped up. I have no interest in any of that. I don't like these people. And I wonder if that's a unique thing to me or if Steelers fans have that same issue. Now that these guys are done playing, and in Belichick's case, now done coaching, it seems like there's a rebranding by these guys where they're trying after years of being complete a-holes and dinks and doing everything they possibly could to win, and many times beating our teams to get there, and horrible losses and heartbreaking losses, and doing it by bending the rules and pushing the envelope. There seems to be, now that that's all over, hey, let's turn us into guys you'd want to hang out with. Bill Belichick does the McAfee draft. Tom Brady is going to do Fox games next year. I think part of him trying to become more human and personable is allowing himself to get made fun of for 3 hours by professional comedians and former teammates last night. But I can't do it. And watching it back, there were some moments there that I probably would have enjoyed because they were very low blows and a lot of personal stuff that came out about Brady, making fun of his failed marriage. And there was a joke about him losing, what was the number, $30 million in the crypto stuff?
Yeah, something like that.
Do you have that clip? What's the girl's name? Nicole Glazer is the comedian.
Nikki Glaser. By the way, stole the show.
Did you know her before? You watched, let me rewind. You watched the whole thing last night, right?
Yes, I did.
And did you like it?
I did. There were a few people that weren't all that funny, but I mean, you know, you're going to get that in a roast, I feel. And especially if they're not like an actual comedian.
But how are you feeling about the thought that I'm trying to articulate here, which is I don't really want to support these humans. I don't want to like Brady and get into Brady stuff, and I don't want to get into Belichick stuff either. So I didn't watch the McAfee draft because I despise Belichick. And I don't want to be the guy that, like, a year from now is saying, you know what, after all this time away, I actually dig these guys. They're great at their jobs. They're awesome in media. I'm a Belichick fan. I don't, it's like you hate someone, an athlete or a talk show host, and then you actually meet them and you're like, huh, they're not that bad of guys. I like this person now. I don't want that to happen to me. It did a little bit when Brady left New England because I felt like in that situation you picked one and it hurt Patriots fans and it hurt Belichick to watch Brady win. So that's why I rooted for him with the Bucs. But now that his playing days are over, I want to go back to just hating the guy.
I mean, it was enjoyable because it's a roast of Tom Brady, so it's just him getting crushed by everybody for 2.5 hours.
I know,
and
but
then
like,
he gets his final.
I know, but on Twitter last night, it's like, Belichick, really funny. He's not the guy in New England that we thought he was. He's actually seems pretty cool. Doesn't seem like the total jerk that he was there. Maybe not an awful guy after all.
He was funnier than I anticipated. The other thing was that he followed Will Ferrell made a surprise appearance as Ron Burgundy, which when it happened, I was excited for, but then I was disappointed by the end of his set. Like I was sitting there thinking, like Will Ferrell has lost a step or two, if not more.
Oh, I
like,
felt I, that way for a long time.
I barely laughed. He was one of the least funny people that was on the stage last night, and by far the least funny comedian. Like the only people I laughed less at was probably Randy Moss because he just like bitched and moaned that he never won a Super Bowl. Uh-huh. And then Ben Affleck just complained about people hating the Patriots and Tom Brady.
Like, one of the articles I saw on Affleck, the headline was Affleck does Brady roast. People mock him for bad jokes, rant, and horrible plastic surgery. Does it look like he has a fake face now? Do you see signs of
I'd have to
Botox
look back. I mean, I didn't think it was like that obviously bad, but maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Yeah, that's something maybe Sarah would have picked up on. Was she watching with you?
Yeah, she didn't really perk up and pay attention until Kim Kardashian got name dropped and then booed by the fans.
Was she good?
I mean, not really, no. But she just kind of went up there to like thank Tom for inviting her, basically.
Why? What's the point of that? Just
I mean, there were rumors they had a little thing going.
Back currently or back in the day? Oh, no, that's right. Last year that came
right
out.
Right after Giselle.
Do you have the Nikki Glaser joke about the cryptocurrency?
I do.
Let me hear that. If we can get things to work here.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like,
is she big in the stand-up comedy thing now, Nikki Glaser? Did you know that name before last night?
I knew the name. I never, like, watched any of her stuff. And then I was pretty blown
some
away.
Big ones in, bro.
Yeah. The other person that stole the show for me was Drew Bledsoe.
I think we've actually have some of those jokes in here.
I think he was the first like player or athlete to go, and I was blown away. It just made me think like this guy has had some of these in the chamber for like 20 years, and he just couldn't wait to finally release them.
So I'd love to hear what people thought last night of the Brady roast. 412-928-9370. Is the Patriots hate starting to wear off here? 412-928-9370. Do you find yourself liking Brady and liking Belichick now that their careers are over? 412-928-9370. Yeah, my Twitter feed was just a collection of people from all walks of life praising Belichick for appearing to have a pulse and a real personality.